And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The thread that runs through all of these readings is the thread of forgiveness. Joseph forgiving his brothers. Paul said, don't be contentious, forgive each other. Jesus said, as you forgive, you will be forgiven. Whoops. And as we celebrate today, as we remember today, as it was 10 years ago on that Tuesday, when those planes flew into the World Trade Center, we have to think about forgiveness, and it's difficult. As we looked on, we thought, this looks like something out of a movie. This looks like something that's unreal. And when we woke up the next day, our world was not the same. Because we're not used to that sort of destruction, and we're not used to that sort of violence in the United States to that level. Not since the Civil War have we had this kind of violence in this land. We're not used to it. We're not used to feeling vulnerable and helpless to that extent. Our bishop in the Diocese of Florida was the vicar of St. Paul's Chapel, which is just one block down from Trinity Church. And he said that he and his wife were both at St. Paul's Chapel when the plane hit the World Trade Center. And they told each other goodbye because they were dead, they thought. We're not used to that kind of violence. What happened that Tuesday was wrong. Christians say it was wrong. Muslims say it was wrong. Just as the Crusades were a violation of Christian faith, people of faith know that this is a violation of that religion. And anyway, we grieve for those who paid the price of our collective turning from the life-giving ways of God. And as the earth mourns, God mourns, but in all of this is good news. The good news is that God's mercy is already at work. But we wonder, how does this text, how do these scriptures speak to the events of 10 years ago, which we remember today? Where does forgiveness fit in? Where does forgiveness fit into our knowledge, into our psyche, into our spiritual life? God's heart must have been hurting that day when those planes crashed into the buildings and when lives, thousands of people died. But Jesus said, in all of this, we must forgive. That's really hard. It's hard for me. We've all had people in our lives at some time or another who have hurt us deeply. And it's hard to forgive. It's hard to let go. But Jesus says it's necessary if you're going to lead the abundant life, if you're going to live the life of Christ. We have to let go. There was a sign in a church parking lot located in a busy downtown area that said, "We forgive those who trespass against us, but we also tow them." Nothing's more difficult than sincere forgiveness. And so Peter came to Christ and he said, "Lord," Peter liked to keep account of things. Peter's always putting his foot in his mouth. And he said, "Lord, how many times should I forgive if someone sins against me?" "Seven times?" And he'll, "That's outrageous." And Jesus said, "No, 77 times. In another place, he says 70 times 7, which is 490, which is another way of saying infinite number of times. There's no limit. And Jesus goes on to tell about the unforgiving debtor. And Jesus uses this exaggeration for ironic effect. And first he tells about a king who forgave his vassal 10,000 talents. That's almost as much as the national debt. It's huge. And this person was, I'm sure, very grateful at the moment, but as soon as he walked out the door, he saw someone who owed him 100 denarii, which is pocket change, grabbed him by the throat and said, "Pay me immediately." And the guy said, "I can't, please." And the other slave threw him into prison till he can pay him. And I've often wondered, how can you make money to pay if you're in prison? You see, the point of this whole parable is this. It's not about borrowing or lending as Christians, but it's about seeing our human affairs from God's perspective. Forgiveness relates directly to mercy, you see. We forgive others because, guess what? God forgave you and me. And if we need more incentive to forgive than following the example of God, Jesus reminds us, and this is kind of sticky, Jesus reminds us more than once that only to the extent we forgive others will we be forgiven. Oh my. Does this parable teach that forgiveness is only for those who ask forgiveness? No. Because after all, Jesus forgave those people from the cross that were crucifying him, and they didn't ask forgiveness. Stephen asked God to forgive those who were stoning him. They didn't ask forgiveness. You see, Jesus says there's no limit to the times you forgive. There can be no limit. Time and time again, we forgive, he says. In fact, he goes as far as say, we must forgive. Forgiveness is a freeing thing. In William Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice, Portia is trying to convince Shylock not to seek vengeance. And she says to him, "The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that receives." Jesus says we must forgive. It's part of walking the Christian walk. God give us forgiving and merciful hearts. Amen.